Just past 10 p.m., this is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. It's Friday night and time for the FFF Show.
Maybe someday you'll get back on your feet again. Maybe someday you'll find a way not to get fooled again. Don't believe what they say. In the end, you will pay. Try to keep your head above the water, my friend. They call you.
We'll be right back. without you. I guess I thought you loved me. I guess I thought you cared. I thought we'd be together forever, but I was wrong. I wish that you were here. Never hate the way you're near. I'd rather be alone.
Jeffrey's Fan Club, Wish You Weren't Here. The Rover before that, and Led Zeppelin, a track from Houses of the Holy, great double album from that band. And it was Tommy Bolin and the James Gang starting off the FFF show for this week. Head Above Water, the track we heard. Quarter past 10 on Friday, May 1st, and we are indeed into another Fighting Forces Friday program. Every Friday night, we dedicate the 10 o'clock to midnight portion of our broadcast to uniformed men and women serving in Iraq and Afghanistan. We record these 2 hours and burn it to a disc. Then we send a bunch of copies to units and individuals we've identified in those combat theaters. We're happy to share the tunes, and it's our reminder to the GIs that they are supported, loved, and missed back at home. We can't wait to have them here again, safe and sound. I'm Vince Vinyl, and it's my pleasure to host the show.
Hot Rock Radio, if the records weren't free, we'd be all new.
It's the hottest sounds in town. KCUF 92.9 FM, Boulder Creek.
Here's Todd Snyder. Now, I take good care of mine, but otherwise, this could be my story right here.
I got a dusty old pile of vinyl records sitting on my floor. I've played each one of them over and over a dozen times more. All I've got is a beat up chair, a mattress, a fork, another to spare, and that dusty old pile of records on my floor. I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, I Love It, and Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, Dead in the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Doc Park, Van Halen, got Aretha, Chris, Keith Sykes, and Country Joe, and his singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, Mojo Nixon, Hendrix Haggard, and a whole lot more. Sitting on my floor, One time in San Francisco, I was standing in an airport line. One bag I had all my clothes, the other was all them old records of mine. The lady said I could only bring one bag. I had two, oh, what a drag. I had to jump on the plane and I'll leave all my clothes behind. But I got a Willie Waylon and a Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, I Love It, and a Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, Dead in the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got Jackson Brown, Towns, Van Zandt, Zeppelin, Leonard Skinner, Harry Chapin, Doc Park, Van Halen, Rita, Chris, Keith Sykes, and Country Joe, and he was singing with the fish, you know. I got Emmy Lou, U2, and Arlo, James Taylor, Jimmy Rogers, Hank Williams, and Mojo Nixon, Hendrix Haggard, and a whole lot more. I got all the Booker T's, Tom T. Halls, Bobby Bear, Belafonte, and the New York Dolls, Billy Joe, Jimmy Croce, Kiss Crosby, Stills, and Nash, John June, and the Roseanne Cash. I got Forbert, Fromhold, Stevie Ray, T-Birds, Yardbird, Sam and Dave, and it's some of y'all might have guessed already. I got piles and piles and piles of Tom Petty in that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with Lisa Marie? Now we got a pervert up the family tree. I'm spinning in my grave and I'm about to throw up. I'd kick his ass if I could get dug up. Oh, well, my legs are rotted and my arms fell off. So cold in the grave, I got a nasty cough. The king of pop's popping my buttercup. I bust his ass if I could get dug up. Yeah.
Well, I'll break his jaw and give him two black eyes. His nose will swell to its original size. I bleach his skin till he's all gone. I'll bend him over while a chimp looks off. So do me a favor if you love me. Bring a backhoe to the cemetery. There's a llama-loving pedophile I gotta beat up, but I can't. Unless I get dug up. Yeah, somebody dig me up.
Yes! Oh, yeah.
Something.
Presley was the king of rock. Aretha, she was a queen. Talking about driving and cruising and such, I think you know what I mean. Rock was young and so was I. Cars and girls were my only high. Tuck and roll and a leaded hood. That's the kind of talk that I understood. Block athletic letters, sewn on sweaters. That stuff was big in school. After school, while cruising the main, the gypsy look was cool. Love in the backseat, that's where we got our running. Petty brawls, padded hair, cars are burning. Time stood still, life was a thrill, but the pages kept on turning.
the Stanislavski tears. The rebel hugs the kids. Oh, the smile that slowly disappears.
My main man, R.T., Richard Thompson, there, and Mingus Eyes. Dirk, Dave, and Steve did I Grew Up With Rock and Roll, and Barclay James Harvest did that cool track using all the Beatles titles. Dashboard Elvis was by Bob Lowry, and Dig Me Up was the King himself. And I told you about Todd Snyder, so we are current. 10:30 on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio at 92.9 FM. It's KCUF.
Real American heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Bowling Shoe Giver Outer.
Mr. Bowling Shoe Giver Outer.
Your tireless efforts keep our feet comfy and sanitized with mountain freshness.
Mountain freshness.
Instinctively, you match left shoe with right. Carefully placing each pair in its own tiny shoe house.
Check the number on the back.
One wrong move, and we're on the fast train to Blisterville.
Oh, yeah.
Is he a 9.5 or a 10?
Oh, yeah.
You know. Why? Because you're Mr. Bowling Shoe Giver Outer.
We couldn't bowl without you.
And no, it's no accident those shoes are red, white, and blue.
No.
If I drove this car in my country, I'd be kidnapped.
Caramba!
I want a car that smells like me. I'm not an assimble man. I do not need an assimble car.
Caramba!
I love to drink in the lush, wine-filled interior. I like the way the doors lock. I will be buried in this car.
Caramba!
I love this car. I hate this music.
From General Motors, the people who gave you the luxury car and recalled it.
The caramba, indeed. Big announcements out of Detroit and Washington, D.C. this week. Big changes in store for the U.S. auto industry.
Here we go.
Piece of shit car,
I got a piece of shit car that fucking pile of shit never gets me very far. My car's a big piece of shit, cause these shocks are fucking shot. Well, my seatbelt's fucking broken, I got to tie it in a knot.
It's a piece of shit.
I can't see through the windshield, cause it's got a big fucking crack. And the interior smells real bad, cause my friend puked in the back.
It's a piece of shit. Piece of shit car.
Piece of shit car.
You got a piece of shit car.
It sucks royal dick.
That fucking pile of shit.
What have you been saying, crap?
Never gets in very far.
Oh, fuck you, car. It's got no CD player. It only got the 8-track. Whoever designed my car can lick my sweaty nutsack.
They can bite his ass too.
And I got no fucking brakes. I'm always way out of control. 11 times a day I hear, hey, watch it, asshole.
You fucking piece of shit. Piece of shit car.
I got a piece of shit
car. You got
car.
A piece of shit car.
Diesel gas sucks my ass.
That fucking pile of shit.
That pile
never
of mess of shit.
Very far.
Oh, what the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? What the fuck did I do? To get stuck with you, you're too hot for drive through, and you smell like tissue, but I'm too broke to buy something new. Oh, fuck me. The car always fucking stalls. Yeah, the seat cushion's got a big rip, so a spring always pokes the balls.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Plus the door locks are busted, I got to use a fucking coat hanger.
What a pain in his ass.
And if a girlie sees my car, there's no chance I'll ever bang her.
He never ever gets a pussy.
Hey, shut up.
He's a shit.
You piece of shit
car. He got a piece of shit car.
You piece of shit car.
Piece of shit car.
Both fucking
he got a piece
tires.
Of shit car.
No rear view fucking
piece
mirror.
Of shit car.
7 different
he got
colors.
A piece of shit car.
Fucking rag for a
piece
gas cap.
Of shit car.
Tailpipe making sparks fly
car.
Everywhere.
Piece of shit car.
Give me a point.
If that did anyone any good, that was William F. Gibbs and You Were Beautiful Once. 'Cause I'm Blonde was the Boulder Creek Bottle Babes. Blonde Ambition was the Cicadas, a pretty straight rock and roll outfit that featured country dude Rodney Crowell. Doggone good band all the way around there, but I'm afraid it was a one-off deal. Rodney seems to be going in other directions these days. Blonde in a Blue T-Bird was in that set. That was Walter Egan. And if you picked up a familiar sound, good job. Yes, indeed, Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac, both helping out on that track. Cruising in third, Looking for a Bird, was Aussie outfit Mental as Anything. And Piece of Stuff Car, that was Adam Sandler. This is the Fighting Forces Friday Show on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. I'm Vince Vinyl. You're you. This is a public service announcement, and
this is Doug. Doug used to be the life of the party. He was that guy who always interjected in your conversation, the first to pick out your flaws. He hit on your girlfriend while talking about himself. He never bought drinks for anyone. He's that guy who always built himself up at your expense. Then you introduced him to weed, and now he stares at the floor. Marijuana can be beneficial. Sometimes, just say yes. Just say yes.
Looking for a good time in the afternoon? Tune in my show. I'm the personal nurse. Here, noon to four weekdays, 92.9 FM, KCUF.
The nurse and I were talking about this group the other day. Here's a track from the Shy Lights, and it's outfits like this and songs like this that are just exactly why they called it soul music.
Where to look for love, I just don't know how. Oh, She's faced the hardest times you could imagine, and many times her eyes fought back the tears. And when her youthful world was about to fall in, each time her slender shoulders bore the weight of all a sorrow no one hears, still rings in midnight silence in her ears. Let her cry. But if allowed just one possession, I would pick her, from the garden to be mine. She'll awaken and sleeps the only freedom that she knows. And when you walk into her eyes, you won't believe the way she's always paying for a debt she never owes. And a silent wind still blows.
Worry. You won't ever have to cry. For I'll be there beside you to dry your weeping eyes. So darling, tell me that you'll be true, for there is no doubt in my mind. I know what I want to do, and just as sure as one and one is two, well, you know I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you. So glad that I have you.
Wow, that's a great track, isn't it? Canadian dude, that's Colin James and a song called Bring It On Home. I'll Take Care of You, that was an early one from blues singer Bobby Bland, about 1959, 1960, that one. Getting on a half a century. Wildflower was from Skylark. She's Gone was Hall & Oates, and the Shy Lights did Oh Girl. Evening, y'all. Vince Vinyl here, having some fun hosting the FFF show once again. The 1st of May today, we're going to get 5 Fighting Forces Friday shows in this month, and that works for me. Falling behind on the biz a little bit, let me get these messages in, and we will rock on.
Are you lonely? Do you wish you had someone special to share those perfect moments with? Then the imaginary friend is for you. Download the virtual version or get the collector's edition in the genuine imaginary friend carrying case. Build your own or select from our database of prefabricated personality types complete with hang-ups and wacky idiosyncrasies. Get the imaginary friend and never be alone again. Exclusively from Anton Sledgehammer.
Hey, asswipe, where'd you get that Sansucci amplifier?
I got it at Stereos and Stuff, Jagoff, and it only cost me
$9.99. $9.99? What a deal! For the amplifier and a tuner?
Yeah, and that's not all, shitface. I also got an anti-static record cloth and 2 HLH Crowd Quadio Quattro Quirk 3000 speakers that you're drooling all over, scumbag.
Only $9.99? I must be some sort of Neanderthal for not having gone down to Stereos and Stuff and got one already. I gotta borrow some money. Gotta get my head on my ass sometimes.
If you've got your head up your ass about Stereos, come to Stereos and Such, located at the Bergen Shopping Mall.